Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We are your hosts. My name is Ryan.
I am Dak.
And we are coming to you with a fantastic episode today. We are talking about the 8 things we love most about Adventureland.
Yeah, really excited about this one. I love Very Adventureland. Excited. It's not necessarily the biggest land, I would say, in either of the parks, Disney World or Disneyland, but it really packs a punch as far as what it offers and the enjoyment you can get out of it. So really love Adventureland.
I think Adventureland is the quintessential land, if you think about it. When you walk into Magic Kingdom, do you go left or do you go right?
Oh, I see where you're going.
Most people would say they go left.
Yeah, I always go left.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. Tomorrowland, it's fine. It's okay.
Hey, be careful. We got 8 things we love about Tomorrowland coming up too.
That's true. Tomorrowland, well, we might need to save that for last because of so many things that are wrong with Tomorrowland.
Yeah, right now Tomorrowland needs a serious facelift, right?
Needs a serious facelift, yeah.
But yeah, let's get into Adventureland. So one of our co-hosts, Randy, he's missing this week. It was all of us combined, had some scheduling conflicts, but love to have Randy on the show whenever he's available, but for whatever reason, our schedules couldn't match up, but didn't want to leave him out. But yeah, 8 things we love the most about Adventureland.
This is fun.
Are we doing a countdown? I can't remember how we did.
Last time we did, I think we just talked about 8 things.
Yeah. So in no particular order, I would say, is how we've done these lists, and we'll do one for each of the lands. But you want to kick us off with one of the things you love the most about Adventureland.
Okay. I've got a list. So I will say, first of all, Adventureland was originally inspired by Walt's true life adventure series of films.
Yeah.
Disneyland's Adventureland kind of stays true to the jungle theme, whereas Disney World's Adventureland is more, it's a little bit of Arabia, a little bit of the Caribbean, a little bit of the jungle. So kind of a multi-eclectic, land. But both are phenomenal in their own right. Disney World has a bridge.
Yeah, that's right.
Disneyland does not.
Yeah.
So, but on that note, I would say one of the things I love most about Adventureland is I love the music. I love the entrance music. Sometimes we call it a park loop music. Just the ambiance as you're walking into Adventureland. You just hear this jungle music. This, depending on where you're at, you may hear a little Arabian music. You may hear a little Caribbean music, tropical island type music. I just love the theme and the vibe and the ambiance of Adventureland. I think it's somewhat unmatched in other parts of Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I would agree. I think, we've talked about this before on the show as far as how great Disney is about pulling into all of your senses, and obviously sound being one of those senses. One thing that I think that doesn't get enough love and enough credit is how seamlessly that music gets brought into. It's not like you are walking, through the hub and you turn left to go to Adventureland, and then all of a sudden you're smacked in the face with a totally different feel and vibe from Main Street. They do a really good job of lacing in layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of different sounds, right? So you might first hear a little bit of the faint drums, and then that will move into more of, like you said, just different sounds and background music until finally you're completely immersed in the whole Adventureland sound. And then as you advance through Adventureland, like you mentioned before, it's going to change, right? Depending on the vibe and the area that you're in, from jungle to Arabian Nights and that sort of Aladdin feel, it's going to change. And again, it's not a stark contrast of like 1 minute we're in Jungle Cruise type of music and then we're quickly shifted over to Aladdin type of music. No, it's a very smooth, and they take the same beats and the same sounds kind of blend them in so that it's a smooth transition.
And we've talked about that on a previous episode. I can't remember.
Yeah, All the Senses.
All the Senses. Was that? Yeah, that's a long time
That
ago.
Was a long time. That was one of our first episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. The sounds of Adventureland are pretty enticing.
A little Adventureland music here.
Right. Yeah, I will just turn on a music loop, an Adventureland music loop, and just have it going on in the background all the time.
I feel like that's quintessential Disney music.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Adventureland loop, yeah. Okay.
All right, so my love of Adventureland is going to... I'm just going to come out swinging. Let's talk about the attractions. Yeah. So some of our favorite attractions are found in Adventureland. So Disneyland and Disney World are actually a little bit different. They both have Jungle Cruise, and then Disney World has Pirates as part of their Adventureland. Disneyland has Indiana Jones as part of its Adventureland.
Because Pirates in Disneyland is part of New Orleans Square.
Yes. Yeah. So technically it's a different land in New Orleans Square. And so Pirates at Disneyland is actually left out. So I hope that wasn't confusing. But
well, and that's because Disneyland keeps to the jungle theme.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So anyways, as far as those attractions go, some of my favorites, right? I would put Indiana Jones, that ride up against almost any other attraction. I just love it. From start to finish, it's great. The queue is great. It's a long, long queue, but just a great queue. And then the ride itself is just fun. If you're an Indiana Jones and that movie series fan, you get right into the action right away, and it's great.
Yeah. So you're lumping all the attractions in.
We don't have to.
No. I think it's good. Let me speak up my thought here. I think the attractions do make this land. I think when you have Pirates, when you have the Jungle Cruise, can we throw in the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse?
Yeah, I think
so. At Disney World. Now, the adventure... So at Disneyland, it's not called the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse. It's called Adventureland Treehouse, inspired by Disney's Swiss Family Robinson, which
is a mouthful.
It's a mouthful. And honestly, it's a little disappointing compared to what they have at Disney World. It's not the same. At Disney World, I do feel like it kind of lends more to the story from the movie, where you see, I can see how they would have taken parts of the shipwreck and how they made a treehouse and beds and, you know, and they made a kitchen, all that good stuff. And at Disneyland, it's not really that.
Yeah. And it's gone through a couple of refurbs, right? So I think if I'm not mistaken, it was started out as a Swiss Family treehouse. Yeah. Then it went to Tarzan's treehouse. Now it's back to Swiss Family or Adventureland treehouse.
Tarzan's. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd be okay if Disneyland, magical scenario, here we go. So magical scenario, I'd be good if Disneyland just kind of got their own theme, which they had with Tarzan. I think they could have just, you know, amped that up a little bit. But anyways, I'm with you. I would definitely choose the Disney World version of the treehouse over the Disneyland. But as far as just other, there are other attractions. So Tiki Room is in both Adventurelands. Not going to hit my top 10 list as far as running to Rope Drop Tiki Room. It's just never been on my list. But the others that are there, so Magic, Aladdin's Magic Carpets.
Magic Carpets of Aladdin.
There we go. Couldn't get that out. That's a great ride for kids. It's fun. It's easy. Very relaxing. It's got a spitting camel, so you can't beat that, right?
Do you know back in the day that spitting camel was operated by a live person who sat right under the camel, almost hidden plain sight, which is kind of cool. Now it's did you notice last time the camel's head was turned in a different direction?
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah. So there are some good attractions there, but I think, you know, again, those big three, Pirates, Jungle Cruise, Indiana Jones... Man, tough to beat. That would be a great lineup to go up against almost any other trio of attractions in any other land. Yeah,
if you were playing a 3-on-3 tournament and you had to pick three attractions, that would be really, that would be a formidable team.
Yeah.
Those three attractions, yeah. I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I have one.
Okay.
Another reason why I love Adventureland, Dole Whips.
Yeah.
So at Disney World, you have Aloha Isle and you have Sunshine Tree Terrace. You can get Dole Whips at both, but different flavors of Dole Whips at both. So again, I think, and we've talked about this, there are a few snacks that I have to get when I go to Disney. And I feel like if I don't get one of these snacks, it's a letdown. The Dole Whip is one of those. I love the Dole Whip. You know, you can get a float. You can get it with a cake. You can get, over at Sunshine Tree Terrace, you have like the strawberry flavored.
Yeah, and they have citrus and they have orange.
Yes.
I like to mix the orange with the vanilla and make a little dreamsicle out of it. Oh. So good. Like, so, like, I would probably give my right pinky for an unlimited supply of orange Dole Whip and vanilla ice cream.
Dude, you're making me hungry right now.
So, yeah. So to kind of piggyback on what you said, so there at Disneyland, you also have both options. You can get Dole Whip there at the Tiki Juice Bar, or you can wrap around the corner to the Tropical Hideaway and get the mixed flavors. Randy, our missing compadre, he's got a Dole Whip flavor there that he loves. It's that, it's a Dole Whip, and then they put that spicy chili and different fruit toppings on top of it.
Yeah.
Not my
cup of tea, but
yeah,
he loves it.
Yeah. And it is good for sure. So, or he really enjoys it. Again, I'm more of a traditionalist as far as like, give me just a plain old Dole Whip or my orange dreamsicle concoction, and I'm in heaven. For sure.
Yeah.
All right. So kind of along those lines, as far as food is concerned, one of the other things that I love, now I have not been there, but I've heard great things about it. I would love, it's on my bucket list. And that is, oh my gosh, now it's escaping my brain. The dining location.
The Skipper
Canteen. Skipper Canteen. Yes. Wow. I had it like lined up ready to go and it just.
Well, you're talking about Dole Whips. That probably was... First and foremost in your brain.
Sorry, everyone that's listening in. Yeah, Skipper Canteen. So this is a sit-down restaurant. You need a reservation for it. But the great thing about it is a couple of things. Number one, all of your wait staff are all Skipper characters from Jungle Cruise. So they're telling the dad jokes and just having fun with you throughout the whole meal. And then another cool thing about Skipper Canteen is, and this... we'll reference back to another one of our episodes, is it talks about the seas, the secret society of explorers and adventurers.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that in one of our other episodes as well, but it kind of gives you some back history on some of those, you know, characters that go in tie with, you know, I'm all discombobulated here, but just all the different characters that are part of that society. I'm totally botching this. This makes for great podcasting right now.
This is where we need video. And you can see Dak's face.
Yeah, I'm struggling. No, I love Skipper Canteen. Definitely on my bucket list to hit that.
Okay, so let me add another one. So, and Dak, this will probably be, I don't know if this will be on your list, but the landscaping of Adventureland. So Disney is known for their landscaping horticulture abilities. Being able to create an atmosphere and create an environment that is very similar to the environment or to the real life environment that they are trying to emulate. So what I love about Adventureland is the trees, the plants, the bushes, the water features. Like, I mean, for example, the Jungle Cruise, which we already talked about attractions, but you go on the jungle cruise and you feel like you're in the jungle.
Yeah.
You walk around the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse and you see, the little miniature waterfalls. You see the bamboo. You see just all the vegetation that they have taken time and to plant and to cultivate and to really just make this area. It makes you feel like you're in the jungle, like you're in the Caribbean, that you're part of this Arabian village. It's just an amazing. And again, I think, magical scenario. If you could have one job at Disney, what would that one job be? Man, it'd be fun to be able to work with the designers, how to create this environment, whether it be Adventureland, Frontierland, any land, Pandora, just being in that creative mindset to take, plants and flowers and trees and putting them in the right spot to create an experience where you take the guest and you transport them into this other world that they normally will not be able to see.
Yeah. You're speaking my love language right now. I love the plant design and trying to work in the landscaping so that it's totally immersive. I try to pattern my backyard around.
Well, your backyard is patterned. Dak was showing me his bamboo just a little bit ago, and it's impressive.
Yeah. So yeah, again, you're speaking to my heart, and I just, that would be my dream job, is to work on the horticultural team or landscaping team with Disney and just learn how they do that and how they design a land. But I couldn't agree with you more. And again, that goes back to that pulling in all of your senses. Now we're talking about the sight sense, where it's really bringing you into the story and the theming of being immersed in that jungle environment, the buildings and the architecture of all of the theming or the buildings and how they theme those and how it all pulls and ties together so that it's a smooth transition. Again, especially at Disney World, you're doing a very smooth transition from even starting on the outside of Crystal Palace area in the hub, if you can imagine that in your mind's eye, and then going out and coming around the corner and coming into Adventureland, and all of a sudden you're immersed in this jungle environment. Very smooth and very pleasing to the eye as far as that transition is concerned. So couldn't agree with you more.
And I think this just is one of the reasons why so many people go left when they they come down Main Street, and it's not really a debate, although some people make it a debate. It's like, do you go left or do you go right? I think there's just this natural feel to go left, because this is an otherworldly experience.
Yeah.
Not an outer worldly experience like you would have at Tomorrowland, but you just enter this completely, almost unreal atmosphere and environment that it just, I say unreal, but it feels real. It feels like you have been transported to this, to where they're trying to take you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I think that was number five. So yes. Our number six, I don't know if I can count this or not, but I think you're going to go along with this one. The Spring Roll Snack Bar.
Now you're talking my language.
So technically, it is on the outside of the gates of Adventureland.
It's welcoming you into Adventureland. That's the correct answer.
I knew I wouldn't get much of a fight out of you on this
one.
No,
not at all.
Yeah. So the Spring Roll Cart. So for those of you not familiar with it, it's right there outside the hub as you're heading into Adventureland. Like Ryan says, it's inviting you into this environment. And they are little spring rolls that are filled with either a cheeseburger combination or a pepperoni combination. And they are delightful. Great little snack to kind of tide you over if you're going to have a meal or an actual sit down restaurant in a few hours, but you want to get a good snack in. The cheeseburger spring roll or the pepperoni spring roll, hard to beat. Hard to beat those.
Very
those
hard
snacks.
To beat. One of my top snacks, the cheeseburger spring roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just got to be careful, because it's so good and you're so ready to eat it that, and it comes off hot. Like they are warm. Yeah. Coming out, and so you got to have a little bit of patience before you just dive into those things. So you might burn. You'll have to go cool your tongue off with a little Dole Whip, which is not a bad thing either. All right, what else you got?
All right, I got one. So we kind of mentioned it earlier about the Tiki Room, which we're not big fans of the Tiki Room. However, if you want to really get into Disney history and nostalgia, you can't ignore the importance of the Tiki Room. You can't ignore the Sherman Brothers writing the music for the Tiki Room. It being an original attraction to the park. It is one of those attractions that probably, you know, akin to It's a Small World, you know, some of those original attractions that...
Carousel.
The carousel, you know, just, you know, it's hard, it's hard, you know, and we've talked about this. It's like, oh, if, you know, if they got rid of It's a Small World, would I care? I wouldn't care, but at the same time, I would care.
Yeah.
Because it is still part of Walt's original vision. You know, Walt and the, and let's be honest, the, one of the Sherman brothers just passed away recently.
Yeah.
Right. So, we'd be remiss if we did not give a little praise to the Tiki Room and what it meant to Walt and what it meant to the Sherman brothers and what it meant to just Disney lore and Disney, this Disney fantasy. So again, if you've never done it, you need to do it at least once. You know, it's a quirky show. Birds or animatronic birds are singing. And Walt was trying to figure out how he could get real birds in the show.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, you can't have real birds. They're going to poop on everybody. Right. So they had to come up with, right, we're going to design animatronic birds.
Yeah. You know? That's what I was going to say from a historic standpoint and just being able to match up sound and animatronic and all of those factors that go into creating what the Tiki Room is. This is really like... It was very revolutionary at the time, right? Yep. And so just, again, like you say, to give props to Walt and then, of course, for the Sherman Brothers to come up with that catchy phrase and catchy tune. Just a quick funny story. We had not gone to the Tiki Room as, like, probably the first four, five, six visits that we had gone to Disney World. And then we had some friends that were just like, you've never done the Tiki Room? You got to do the Tiki Room, the Tiki Room. And they start singing the song and we're like, okay, this sounds all right. Let's go. We went and we're like waiting and waiting and waiting for it to get great. And I don't mean to bag on it, but we're like, that's it. That's so it is. I mean, it's fairly basic entertainment. It's definitely 1970s
and, oh, for sure.
And 60s entertainment. But yeah, as far as like the nostalgic and the historic value that it brings to the parks, and it is that last thing that Walt touched, not last thing that Walt touched in the parks, but it's one of those things that Walt touched in the parks, excuse me. Yeah, you can't beat it.
Yeah, and if you think about, I mean, imagine going to Disneyland for the first time, you know, back in the 50s and then seeing these animatronic birds. Like, animatronic was a new thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and seeing these birds with their eyes opening and closing and moving their heads around about, that'd be just amazing to yeah. see that for the yeah. first time. So, yeah, you got to do it at least once.
For sure.
And then get you a Dole Whip on the way out.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we got two more.
Two more.
I got one if you are ready. So this one might be off the beaten path or not your standout, but I'm going to say Club 33. So for those who don't know, Club 33, at least in Disney World, is found right there at the entrance of Adventureland. And so as you're heading in and you go on across the bridge and under that little sign with the, you know, skulls and all that leading you into Adventureland, to your immediate right, the very first building is Club 33. And for those of you who don't know, Club 33 is a special invitation-only club for, what would you call them, the mega wealthy, I guess. But it's a special club there that you can go and they'll, you know, pamper you and take care of you and have a place in the parks to have a, you know, rest and air conditioning and all of those things. So Club 33. In Adventureland.
I can't speak for you, Dak, but I'll probably never see the inside of the Club 33 venue. But that's okay. It's not okay. I want to go inside.
It would be a dream come true, right?
It would.
Yeah. So
you have to know someone who knows someone.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, to get in. So, all right. Well, you know, I guess we're down to our last one.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, in all of our times going to Disney World, I would say there, you know, we had a pretty kind of a fun experience a few years ago. There at Disney World, across from Pirates of the Caribbean, there is a stage show with Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
And he is hilarious. And that show is hilarious. And he, it's one of those few shows where you really get to interact with the cast member, with Jack.
Yeah, he's talking to the crowd.
He's talking to the crowd,
asking him questions and all that.
Yeah, yeah, and we've got some video where my wife and two of my daughters are standing, and Jack is behind them, mm-hmm. and he's pulling up their hair.
Oh, nice
for the video.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just talks like Jack Sparrow from the movie. Like it's a really, really fun show. I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah.
But for one thing, it gets really crowded around the stage when he's performing. But again, it's one of those stage shows. It's really, really fun to watch. And again, if you can do it, have a little fun with it, get some pictures with it. Maybe he will even pull your hair like he did my girls. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, I hate to do this because we want to keep it to 8, but if we had a bonus, I would say the shops also. You can get some unique merchandise, you know, again, Indiana Jones themed at Disneyland. It's going to be unique to Adventureland area. And then over in Disney World, it's a combo of basically Pirates and Jungle Cruise. So,
But I also think that they have, and I could be wrong, the only sunglass.
Yeah, that's right. Sunglasses
on property that I know. I'm sure there's more, but that's a pretty prominent sunglasses shop.
Yeah, yeah. So bonus thing that we love about Adventureland would be the shops. Really good shops over there.
Yeah,
and really unique merchandise items that you're probably not going to find a lot of other places in the park.
Yeah. You know, I just feel like we could talk a lot more about Adventureland. I think there's some nostalgia there, I think, for both of us, because we have been going to the parks for such a long time that Adventureland is one of those lands. I love it at night, you know, especially when the crowds. Now, during the daytime, during peak parts of the year, it can get really backed up and really crowded. But I think if you can find it at night, it's a really fun place to be. Like we've talked about, there's a lot of fun places to be at night at Disney, you know, Pandora, you know, walking around the World Showcase. I would put Adventureland in that same group, just walking through, seeing the lights, seeing the smells, just a really fun place to be.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. It definitely has some pinch points during the day that can make it feel fairly crowded. But if you can catch it at the right time at dusk or even into the evening, there's been a few after hour parties that we've been to or bonus hours that we've been able to stay late. And just walking through, you can really hear the music well at that point because the crowds have all died down and there's not as much, you know, extra sound in that area. It can really be, I don't know that I'd call it a romantic feel to it, but just kind of a unique feel of Adventureland. So absolutely agree with
that. And let's mention too, we talked about attractions in general, but we got to give a little credit to the Jungle Cruise skippers.
Yeah.
One of those other things that you can do that you won't find anywhere else on property where, you know, you really do have these cast members that are more like actors. Well, not more like they are actors.
Yeah, they're performing for you.
They're performing for you. And some of them are just really good. I've never had a bad experience on a Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
So, they're witty, they're funny. You know, you can get great ones. You're gonna get a good one more than likely, but you can get some really funny ones that really know their stuff. And I do know that they are able to ad lib.
Yeah.
You know, they do have a script, but depending on, you know, the people in your boat, you can go off script and you can ad lib and make it your own show. So
yeah,
and it's fun.
What's funny is like, I know we keep kind of going on here a little bit, but originally they were not telling the jokes. It was not a funny excursion. It was more of an excursion and a history lesson than it was the dad jokes and the humor that you get out of it now. And one of the skippers, I can't remember who it was. My Disney history is failing me right now, but anyways, he decided he was going to give it a shot and presented it to management, and they loved it and they were laughing and enjoying it. And so that's, it kind of took off. It was just this cast member having the courage to you know, put himself out there and start telling jokes as he went through the routine and through the cruise, and it was a big hit. And
just
so,
took off.
Yeah, it just took off.
So. And you think about it, let's go through the attractions. Swiss Family Robinson has a movie. Pirates of the Caribbean has a movie.
Yep.
Jungle Cruise has a movie. Magic Carpets of Aladdin is from a movie. So every single attraction in Adventureland is tied to a movie.
Other than Tiki Room. Yeah. Yeah, good point. So a lot of IP there, Disney, what does Disney does so well, which is tying that emotional, you know, feeling and nostalgia to each experience and doing a really good job of putting you in the adventure. So yeah. Maybe kind of to wrap this up is just one of the main reasons why we love adventure is because Adventureland is because you're part of the adventure, right? You're doing Indiana Jones. You're the driver and you're the going on it. Indiana Jones is there, but you're the one that's actually having the adventure. Same with the Jungle Cruise, same with Pirates. You're helping the pirates sack the town, you know? And so it's just fun to be a part of the adventure.
You know, what's interesting too, is if you look at, I'm going to speak to Disney World. If you look at Magic Kingdom and if you look at all the lands, so you have Adventureland, Frontierland, Tomorrowland, Fantasyland, all of them have had some major changes, expansions in the past 10 years. Tomorrowland has had Tron. Fantasyland has had new Fantasyland.
Yeah.
Frontierland has had Tiana's Bayou Adventure, and we're going to be getting a new Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. What have they done with Adventureland?
Not much.
And you don't hear anybody complaining about Adventureland, that it needs an update, that it needs something different or a new attraction. It's pretty great the way it is. And I'm not sure you would get a lot of support if you came out and said, hey, we're going to shut down Pirates of the Caribbean for a year to make this, or to shut down Jungle Cruise. I don't know if you would get a lot of a good feedback for that.
Yeah, probably not. That was actually going to be my magical scenario. We've talked about this before, is like, could there ever be a ride that if it was rethemed to a different IP, so we'll take Tiana's Bayou Adventure, for example. So it has replaced Splash Mountain. We'll keep it to Adventureland, since this is our topic today.
Okay.
So if they came in and said, we are going to re-theme the Jungle Cruise to something else, something that's a boat story of some kind, right? Or which... we have to tread lightly because, yes, they have made some minor changes to the Jungle Cruise facade and taken out and added some things. But overall, if they just said we're doing a complete overhaul and we're going to replace, you know, Pirates with this or Jungle Cruise with that or Indiana Jones with this, right? If they said we're going to change Indiana Jones to Dinosaur and come that way versus... what they're doing, which is changing Dinosaur to Indiana Jones. Anyways, my point is that if they came in and revamped a ride completely, would there ever be a scenario where you're just like, I just don't know if I can do that ride anymore?
No. I think you would have people storming the gates of Disney. If they decided to change out Pirates or to change out Jungle Cruise for something else, I could see them doing something with Magic Carpets of Aladdin.
Sure.
You know, but there's so much... I think there's so much connection with the Pirates movies and the story and the nostalgia of Disney World and Disneyland. Same with the Jungle Cruise. And they've made a movie about it, which is one of my family's most... I mean, currently one of our favorite movies. Yeah. We love the Jungle Cruise. I don't think there's any attraction there that... At least those two, for sure, I know they would be crazy to... change them up. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that you could present something that the general public could just buy into and get behind, right? Like,
no.
It's funny that, you know, you possibly could have said that about other rides, but then when you see new updated IP and movies that have come out that tie you to that ride, now all of a sudden there's an emotional connection. I think these, what makes these three attractions that we've talked about, Jungle Cruise, Pirates, Indiana Jones, so amazing is that they just stand the test of time. They're hard to go in and say, well, we're going to replace these, because they just, they hit all the right buttons, and they're the standard by which a lot of other rides base themselves off of. Pirates, probably more so than the other two. Pirates, to me, is one of the gold standards of, can your ride do this, right? Can it hold this type of capacity? Can it immerse you in the story? Can it, you know, entertain you for years and years and years and years and hold that longevity? I just think Pirates is one of those rides that is very tough to say there's another ride that hits the boxes.
And for a while there, the Pirates in Disneyland, you had the chance of seeing Johnny Depp live. Yeah. He came out and played Jack Sparrow in the attraction live for an afternoon and surprise guest. And the reaction was amazing. So here's my thought about, so we're kind of going back and forth, but we're saying Indiana Jones. That's, we're referring to Disneyland. I think we talked about that. No. I think, you know, Disney, Indiana Jones is not at Disney World yet. If it does show up, it's probably going to be at Animal Kingdom. Talk about a major expansion that would be awesome, is to put Indiana Jones in Adventureland. That's, to me, is what would Adventureland be the absolute best land? Probably.
Yeah, if you could find a spot, which I don't know where you would squeeze it in at, but if you could find a spot, and I'm not looking at the map, so maybe there's a clear spot that I'm just not seeing. And look, hey, I mean,
oh, there's plenty of land.
Disneyland, one of the great things they did to put Indiana Jones is they actually went outside of the park. So they, you know, the actual ride location is outside of the park of Disneyland. And so that's what makes it so exciting. Anyways, my point is that, yeah, if you, to go to what you're saying, if you took Indiana Jones and put it in Adventureland and Disney World, 100%, that would be, in my opinion, the best.
You'd have to reroute. You'd have to do something with the Walt Disney Railroad there, but there was a lot of land right behind Pirates that you could expand.
You just go under it. That's what they did. That's why there's the second drop.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. Oh, I love Adventureland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, give us a like and a follow on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear what you love about Adventureland. Why is it your favorite land?
Why do you go left or do you go right? Is Tomorrowland your favorite land? We'll get to it eventually.
Yeah. So, give us a like and a follow. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear your thoughts on the show. And thanks for listening in.
And do us a favor. If you like the show, go on and leave us an Apple review on Apple Podcast. We appreciate those. And we would even try to read it on the air, like we're radio hosts.
Yeah.
We're so unprofessional.
Yeah.
You know, if you listen to Spotify, give us a little, you know, you can't leave a review, but you can just give us a rating and click on follow. That way you get these episodes dropped or delivered to your phone automatically every Wednesday. And again, hopefully you like the show, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, everyone.